Safeguarding the environment for future generations is extremely important to us and is a significant part of our reputation as a responsible business. Investing in and running safe and reliable electricity and gas infrastructure means we use energy, raw material, and produce waste. How we and our supply chain do this every day has an effect on our communities. Our goal is to reduce these effects and cut back on the amount of greenhouse gases released into the environment. As a leading gas and electricity business, we have a great role to play in taking carbon out of the wider economy. So this is the story of how we are driving out carbon from our business. Let's start from the beginning. There are six principal greenhouse gases: carbon dioxide, methane, sulfur hexafluoride, nitrous oxide, hydrofluorocarbons, and chlorofluorocarbons. National Grid produce and use these gases in different ways. Sulfur hexafluoride, or SF6 for instance, is an extremely effective electrical insulator and has significant advantages over alternative materials. It is a critical requirement in the high-voltage applications for which we use it, and because of its effectiveness, takes up less volume than an equivalent oil insulator. Our material emissions are from our generating facilities in the US and our compressor fleet installed on the gas transmission network in the UK. These greenhouse gases trap heat in the atmosphere and contribute to the planet getting hotter. Having some greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is a good thing, as without them, the climate would be much colder. However, since the Industrial Revolution, man has been putting more of these gases into the atmosphere than the planet can remove. This means that the planet is getting warmer, and this will have a dramatic effect on the weather, the wider environment, and our well-being, unless we do something about it. The science shows that the developed world will have to reduce its emissions by 80% by 2050 to keep these changes within tolerable limits. Whilst some of the detail in the science is still being debated, the risk of us not acting now is too great to ignore. Governments have recognised this and put in place legislation to encourage us to act with more respect for the environment or face increased costs. Our customers and investors expect us to act, and we think this is the right thing to do. Acting is good for the environment and for business. Our commitment, therefore, is to reduce these emissions by 80% by the year 2050. To help break this down, emissions are categorised as Scope 1, 2 and 3. Scope 1 covers those areas where we directly release greenhouse gas, such as the amount of methane that leaks from our pipes or the way we use fuel in the production of energy. Scope 2 is where we may have purchased electricity from others but have no influence on how they produced it. Scope 3 covers the production of all other goods and services we have bought, from business travel to the emissions from making the products to transmission losses and energy used by our customers in the US. We measure these emissions in terms of tonnes and its equivalent tonnage of CO2. We have a detailed inventory that shows us where all of our emissions come from and how much of each type there is, and report publicly on our performance. We have a number of ways to help us manage how we will reduce our emissions by 80%. Importantly, we are gaining a better understanding through our inventory about where we are currently emitting and know how we will address this in our 5-year business plans to either change our methods, processes, or technologies. We seek to source products produced with lower emissions. These products have a carbon price, and this price is considered in business decisions we make. We're constantly striving to innovate and find better methods of reducing carbon in our everyday operations. At National Grid, we care about this stuff. By becoming more aware of how we can reduce the carbon out of our business, we can make a real difference. But there is more we can do, and we need you to look for opportunities where we can do better.